Chapter 4, Responsiveness in Adaptation. Having a competent system is not enough. Systems need to be able to respond to lessons and to adapt. That's what makes a good gardener adjust to the speed of a garden. Responsiveness stands for care receiving. A system hears back, corrects fast, and learns in public, and people can easily participate in the process. It is their lived experience that matters. Quick version. Make challenge cheap. This can happen through mechanisms like one-click appeals, clear clocks, or auto-escalation. Localize the tests. Communities harmed can author evals, wiki evals. Close the loop. Every challenge either fixes something, clarifies something, or changes the contract. Results we want. Harm surface quickly and are cheap to report. Co-production continues. Fixes are time-boxed and audited. Regressions don't repeat. The attentiveness responsibility, competence loop, tightens over time. Why responsiveness? Competent action creates new information. Refusing to hear it is the fastest path to failure. A simple picture. A clinic posts hours. Patients show up to a locked door. A responsive clinic apologizes, posts why it happened, updates hours, and texts people next time. The fix becomes part of the system. Simple ideas behind this chapter. Number 1. People closest to harm define harm. They get the author pen for evals. Number 2. Right to reply. Is a right to improvement. A reply that cannot cause change is theater. Number 3. Shared memory. Post-incident learnings become tests. Tests prevent repeats. Number 4. Time as a service. A fast wrong then right beats a slow maybe. Use reversible defaults. What good responsiveness looks like. Number 1. Global dialogues, local voices. A standing forum, online/offline, where affected communities propose tests and remedies. Number 2. Weevil-style registries. A Wikipedia for evals. Anyone can draft an eval. Civil society partners peer review. Labs adopt or explain. Number 3. Incident runbooks. S0 to S3, severity with playbooks, on-call roles, and communication templates. Number 4. Repair budgets. Time plus money earmarked in the contract, pre-funded via escrow. Number 5. Public repair log. Each incident has a page, what happened, whom it hit, metrics, fixes, dates, and the test that now guards against it. From ideas to everyday practice, step by step. First, expose the appeal button. Everywhere a decision is shown, a one-click appeal exists with a clock. Second, accept harm drafts. Let people submit proposed evals in plain words, convert to tests with partners. Third, triaging and severity. POs classify S0 to S3. S0/S1 trigger immediate pause or reversible defaults. Fourth, fix or explain. On the clock, publish the remedy or the reason with next steps. Fifth, memorialize. Turn the incident into a test. Add to the eval registry. Link from the contract change log. Sixth, check back. Close the loop with those who appealed. Measure trust under loss. Plain tools, buildable today. Number 1. Appeal API. With timers, statuses, escalation. Number 2. Eval editor. Plain language to test harness. Number 3. Incident tracker. Severity, owners, deadlines, public notes. Number 4. Repair log template. Root cause, remedy, test added. Number 5. Notification hooks. SMS/email/voice for status changes. Floodbot story, part 4, repair in motion. Number 1. Appeals surge. A language community flags mistranslations in proof rules. Number 2. Local eval. Community partners submit a translation fidelity eval. The bot fails. Pause triggers. Reversible defaults apply. Number 3. Fix. Bilingual reviewers update rules. New test guards future changes. Number 4. Close the loop. Claimants get texts. We fixed it. Here's your new decision. Here's how to see what changed. Trust under loss. Ticks up. What could go wrong and quick fixes. Number 1. Appeal maze. Too many steps. Fix. Single button. Auto escalation if SLA breach. Number 2. Eval spam. Low quality tests flood the system. Fix. Partner moderation. Reputation for contributors. Merge. Duplicate tools. Number 3. Blame storms. People, not processes, get blamed. Fix. Blameless postmortems. Focus on mechanism design. How we keep ourselves honest, what we measure. Number 1. Time to acknowledge, mitigate, resolve. By severity. Number 2. Percent incidents that become tests. Memory formation. Number 3. Appeal satisfaction. Did the reply help, even when no? Number 4. Trust under loss delta. For appellants. Interfaces with other PACs. From competence. Responsiveness goes hand in hand with observability and guardrails of systems. From responsibility, who acts is clear in the loop and what the remedies are too. To attentiveness. The co-production in which voices matter equally and harms are discovered reshape what we notice. To solidarity, public repair culture builds cross-group trust. To symbiosis, responsive can earn the right to stay local. A closing image. Imagine a workshop with a wall full of retired broken parts, each tagged with the story of how the parts came to break, how to avoid and fix future damage.